episode 4 of Audio Boo Things. Yeah. Hey, it's Jackie. I don't even remember the intro of whatever the podcast I used to do was called. 26, 7, 20. I don't even know how old I am. That's fucking fucked up. 20 something year old guy living in not so central Maryland, doing a kind of podcast. Actually, it's only 5 minutes. This is your first episode, so it's awesome because I can actually do this and post it right from the Audio Boo app on your iPhone/iPod Touch. And it takes all the manual work out of it, uploading it or editing it, changing, you know, how the sound sounds and all that other bullshit. No show notes and all the other crap. I don't care. It's 5 minutes. If I really want to re-listen to it, I can, but I don't. Just with, like, my other, the podcast, I never listen to them because fuck that. So, the McRib, it's back. And, you know, there are people like this fucking asshole behind me who's trying to not let me get into the lane. Suck a dick. There are people, you're one of, I found it that people are one of two camps. Either, oh my god, the McRib is fucking back, it's fucking amazing, it's made of God's dick and we should all suck it. Or, you know, I don't care, it's just another sandwich that McDonald's made back, and, you know, it was gone for a reason because it sucked. Well, I am of the first camp, where I will suck God's dick for a pork loin or whatever the fuck it is. That's all not true at all. But, no, the McRib is back, and I love novelty food. For people who don't know, what the fuck? I love novelty food. I love fast food. I love food, period. Novelty food is even better. The McRib is way up there on novelty food, because it comes around once every, what, 10 years? Something like that? So, yeah, it makes its national comeback on Tuesday, I guess, November 2nd. But I had it, it's rolling out slowly to random markets, and there are two McDonald's I know for sure that have McRibs in the area that I care about. And I bought two the other day, fantastic. Here's the thing, if you've never had a McRib, you're not missing out. You're really not. Give it a shot, but you're not missing out. It's it reminds me of picnics and school lunch. Like, it's a little pork riblet thing that you could get in your middle school lunch. But it really is just good. And the people who rant and rave over it, you know, tell them to kind of simmer down, because it's good, but it's not, you know, oh my god, the fucking end of the world like Sonic is. Sonic, that's novelty food and amazing and terrible for you, but I don't really give a fuck. Oh, that's what I wanted to fucking talk about. I've already been driving for like 20 minutes, and I was like, what the fuck am I going to talk about? And I was like, oh yeah, novelty food, which I have to make a note to myself that I wanted to talk about, give my opinion on shows like, you know, Man vs. Food, or Zane Lamprey's Three Sheets, or Drinking Made Easy, which, by the way, both amazing shows. Man vs. Food I do not like so much. Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations. You know, shows like that. For the most part, I do like those kinds of shows, but I wanted to rant on that. But I decided to just do the novelty food thing that I just did. Sonic, also on top of my list. I have an ask.fm/TwinkieBeyond. It's where you can, it's kind of like Twitter, but you can ask like a question real quick, and I don't expect many questions on there, and I really don't give a fuck, but if you have a question, as asinine or whatever, ask it on there and I'll answer it, seriously or not. But somebody asked what my favorite fast food is, and I really was kind of put on the spot, even though I could answer it at any time, because I've never really thought about it, and I think I ended up with Long John Silver's and Popeye's, which two are fantastic, but you know, I don't have, I've never been out to the West Coast, so I've never tried, you know, Whataburger and In-N-Out, and whatever else you guys have out there. But as far as this side, Long John Silver's is fantastic. They're few and far between, but they're like a bunch in Baltimore, is my understanding, but I'm not willing to go into the city and risk getting shot. I mean, like, there are parts of the city where you won't get shot, but where Long John Silver's is, I've seen, you're gonna get shot, and I'm not gonna do that, not for a fucking fish sandwich or fried clams, which I could really go for right now. Anyway, TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com, twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. Thanks for checking this out. Take